generation or two ago, forward-looking young entrepreneurs were not as likely to list farming as a career goal. It promised a life of hard work with too few rewards. The hard work remains, but the most recent generation to emerge into the world of work has a different view, and young men and women are building lives on the land, embracing organic farming and all the values that go with it. It's a trend that Pam Boyer, who runs farmers markets around Oahu, has seen at first hand, and she's with us in our studio. Hi, Pam.
Aloha, Chris.
You meet a lot of young organic farmers, and for them it's really a way of life, isn't it?
It's a lifestyle, and it's also a passion that they have. They love being on the land. They love growing things, and they love coming to market or however they're going to sell that product and share it with the people.
This is a pretty work-intensive life that they've embraced, isn't it?
It is, but when you're passionate about something, it doesn't seem like it's work.
Is that what they tell you?
Yes, they are. They are so alive when they talk about farming. You can see the light in their eyes.
Do they describe the path that got them there?
You know, everyone has a different story. Mm-hmm. So some of them were musicians like Paul Isaac, and he just changed his diet and he wanted to grow the food that he's eating right now. And he's an incredible farmer. Mm-hmm. Another one got land and he just wanted to start growing for educational purposes. So everyone has a different reason why they're farming.
Well, you know, no matter what the reason, it's a pretty growing trend that you see.
What I'm seeing right now with the help of Hawaii Farmers Union United on all the islands, there's a new group of young farmers ages 25 to 45 that are embracing sustainable farm practices and growing real food for local people to eat. And it's such an exciting time. And there are a lot of programs, Go Farm and the FAM program on Maui, that are supporting young people that want to learn how to farm and giving them the technique to be able to do that.
Yeah, that was the next question that came to mind, is where do they learn this stuff?
Yeah, there's the new thing now are farm apprentice programs, mm-hmm. where people are mentoring these farmers to learn how to run a business, because farming is a business. If you don't make money at it, you're not going to be able to stay in business.
Sure.
How to grow things if you have problems with the land, how to balance the soil, and all the different things, the marketing part of it. So it's an exciting time right now in Hawaii.
In a way, to do that, you have to sort of leapfrog backwards to older farming practices rather than modern mechanized chemical-intensive practices, don't you?
I think we had the best of both worlds right now. I think we have the organic farming methods, but now we have new technology where if something's wrong, you can go on your phone and you can put in the problem, and right then and there, you'll have the solution. So I think organic farmers at this point are so far ahead of the game when I started many, many years ago.
It was a pretty rare vocation, say, 30 years ago, wasn't it?
Well, I'm from California originally, so I grew up with a lot of organic farmers, but I think there's been a lull for the last 20 years, and now it's resurfacing, and farming is becoming very sexy.
What do you think has brought that about?
Well, in Hawaii, we know we only have, well, we don't know how many days we really have worth of food, but I think people, you know, really see that it's important that we grow our own food. And these young kids, they've just found something in putting their hands in the soil and creating food. They become ecstatic when they're doing this.
Some of them must, drop out at some point, I would think, because you couldn't entirely be prepared for how much of a commitment this life is. I would think in the case of some people anyway.
I think the biggest problem why they're dropping out is because they can't get land. There's one farmer I know of in particular. He's married with a child. They're young. And he's a great farmer, and he's trying to find land. And he's either going to go to the Big Island or he's going to go to the mainland. And this is what the kind of work that Annie and I do, is that we would like to help these farmers get on the land so that we don't lose them here on Oahu. Because
yeah.
The population is here, and this is really where we need. I'm selfish. I want the food grown here.
Sure. But of course, as in any other area, housing, for example, on Oahu, we're constantly reminded that there's only so much of it. Lots of competition for every parcel, I would think.
Yeah, farming is competing with development, but there's also, I just want to mention and throw this in, if you can call the governor about the little houses on farms. It's so important that farmers live on the land. I'm not talking about gentleman farming. I'm talking about real farmers, because there's a big problem with theft. And if something goes wrong with an animal, the farmers need to be on that land. So that bill right now that Cindy Evans pushed through is on the governor's desk, and we don't want him to veto it. It's very important for farming's future that we get these little houses on the farms.
What's the bill say?
It basically allows, I don't know how big they are. I think they're 300 square feet, mm-hmm. A house where people could actually live on a farm. And I think they're movable, too, so it's not like a fixed structure.
But the bill does what?
It allows these farms, it allows people to live on the farms, mm-hmm. which a lot of times you're not allowed to do.
Really?
Yeah. And it's a problem because theft is huge.
Is that something you hear a lot from the organic farmers that you deal with?
About theft?
Well, and the need for these
oh, absolutely.
Little houses.
Absolutely, yes.
So in the absence of a little house, how do organic farmers, how do they make it?
Well, they
just
either
live close
by
can,
and they hope, you know, my friends had 23 pregnant sheep stolen off their farm because they didn't live there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the sheep were duct taped and, I mean, it was horrendous. And then I know at Sitar they had some call already and over 1,000 pounds were stolen right before they were going to harvest it. So these kind of things could be prevented if somebody was on the land.
Well, it'll be interesting to see where all this ends up, Pam.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Okay, thank you.
Pam Boyer is the Director of Development of Farm Lovers Farmers Markets, which sponsors markets in Haleiwa, Kaka'ako, Pearl Ridge, and Kailua. And you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.